smarter, dream bigger, live brighter.
This show is hosted by the dexterous diva herself, Miss Jo Giffick, your new secret weapon for whip smart workflow, marketing mastery, social media prowess, and all the creativity and technology you can handle.
Hi there, it's Jo Gifford here, Dexterous Diva, and you could find me over on www.dexterousdiva.co.uk and of course over on Twitter on @DexDiva. And today's little mini podcast is an audio blog of a post I wrote all about how to find some ideas for your business blog. So if you are really struggling with some ideas on what to blog about, then this little information post is for you. And don't forget to stay tuned to my site and to the Facebook group for the up and coming Blogging for Business Bootcamp. We are in the beta group in June, and I'll be opening the doors again for the next roundup, and I only take 20 people at a time, so make sure that you are on my list, and you can sign up with the Join My Tribe part on my website, dexterousdiva.co.uk. Make sure that you are signed up to that to be the first to hear about the next round of Blogging for Business Bootcamp. Now, if you don't know what the hell to blog about on your business blog, this episode is for you. Episode 2 of Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter. What the fuck should I blog about anyway? Plus some cheat sheets. So, feel like you have nothing to say on your biz blog? It's time doing that thing where it runs out the door without you noticing a whole day has gone. You're not alone. If you ever feel frozen and bamboozled and totally goddamn stuck with something to blog about, help is at hand. Swings by on Tarzan rope. Maybe you think there is nothing to say about your business, and if so, why are you in business? Maybe you think there is so much to say, and you don't know what your clients would want to hear. Does it all feel a bit... I hear both points of view so often among my clients and community, and I feel your pain. It's hard to run a business and to do all the shit you need to do to keep those plates spinning, as well as adding a blog to the mix. It's time to get this blogging content ogre under control. Are you ready for some cheats? Number one, blog less and promote more. This is the one that lets you off the hook. Blog less and promote more is the mantra for busy business owners and something I wrote about back in the Help I Don't Have Time to Blog series. So even one post a month, and you can break it down into 15 minutes a week if that still feels too much as a task. That'll be better than nothing. And over a year, that's still 12 posts of content that you can re-air and share and pull out quotes from to make lovely visuals. You may also like Help I Don't Have Time to Blog, parts 1, 2 and 3 on my site. Number 2, link posts are super valuable to your audience. Link posts of valuable content are the time-starved biz blogger's goldmine. One of my most popular posts, the Creative Self-Employment Roundup and Download, was super popular because it was a bumper edition of posts for super added value. People like extra bang for their time buck, and they love convenience. So round up some useful links and hint, you know, they don't even have to be yours, and you have a post ready to rock. Number 3, think in stories. Think about what your ideal client wants to hear. What content would they find really valuable to read and come to you for? How can you showcase your awesomeness in a story? Weave some narrative into a post around, you know, what you do, and you have an engaging story that's human, authentic, shareable and rocking. And you should so check out the awesome Ashley Ann Berger from the Middle Finger Project for more on this. Number 4, think around the service and products that you offer. Sure, we need to know that ultimately what you do and what you sell, but think around that for the moment. Consider client profiles or the story of your products, behind the scenes type posts, informative how-tos and added value blog series, opinion pieces and discussion pieces and the like. There is so much more to blog about than you realise. Number 5, swipe it, baby. When you see a blog title or maybe a whole post that you really love, swipe it. I use Evernote to grab examples of posts that rock. You can then interrogate what works, why it works, and use your cheeky swipe files as a brain juice fodder for your next posts. Number 6, cheat. So are you really super stuck for ideas? Cheat. There are some really handy blog posts and title generators that may help get your grey matter into gear. Here's a couple that may help. So what really bugs you into thinking of an idea for your blog? What gets your procrastination out like a plant watering, house hoovering fiend? Let us know in the comments below. P.S. I'm running a beta group for my new service, Blogging for Business Bootcamp with Limited Spaces. Want in? Here you go. So there we go, guys. There's some tips on how to generate some more awesome content ideas for your business blog. If you found any of those really helpful, I would love to hear. So do drop me an email, hello@dextrousdivas.co.uk, and come and say hi on Facebook, facebook.com/dexdiva, and on Twitter @dexdiva. And if you go to dextrousdiva.co.uk/bootcamp, you can see all about the Blogging for Business Bootcamp, which is in beta in June, or beta, I should say. I am British after all. And we'll be reopening again soon for everybody else to come and join in the fun. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening.